The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now doing Simen Kuf Ayin Hei, Hilchos Klei Behema, Halacha Aleph. Asur laharkiv zacha al nekeva mishnei minim. It is forbidden to mate two animals, one male, one female, from any different species. Bein bebehemas, bein bechayas, bein beofas. You cannot mate different species which are domesticated animals, which are wild animals, which are birds. Vafilo ligrom shiarkivo asa. And even to do something which would cause them to mate is also forbidden. We do not allow crossbreeding of animals. Halacha beis. Asur lasos melacha bishnei minim. It is forbidden to do melacha with two different species of animals together. Kigon. Such as lachrosh, to plow. O sheyim shechu es hakaron. Or that two animals of different species together will pull a chariot. Vafilo lahanhigam bekol bovad, and even to guide them merely by voice, in other words, to coax them by voice to come when they are doing the work together, shoot soak aleim, as he calls out to them, asur, that would be forbidden. Imhem kshurim yachad, while they are tied together. Ulachain, agalasha goyim, therefore, when you have a chariot of a non-Jew, shekalayim moshkemoso, which is drawn by different types of animals, umasa sheyisrael alhoagala, and there is a load which belongs to Jews on the wagon, also liyisrael sheyelech samach laagala, it's forbidden for the Jew to be close to the wagon, dechashinan shema yitzak aleihem sheyelchu maher, because we're concerned that maybe the Jew will call out to the animals that they should go faster. V'zer aser mishem manig b'klayim. And this would be forbidden because he would be driving animals of different species together. Halacha gimel. Agala. Sheha'klayim moshken osa. If there's a wagon that animals of different species are pulling it, aser leishev ba. It is forbidden to sit on it. Afilo eino manig, even if he is not the driver. Halacha dalid. Agala shemoshkin osa min echad, a wagon that is being drawn by only one species of animal, lo yikshar min acher lo bitzida velo lacherer. One is not allowed to tie a different species of animal neither on its side or nor in back of it. Halacha hey. Asur likshar shnei minim yachad afilo rak mishem shmira. One is not allowed to tie two animals together, even if it's not to do any work, but it's only for protection, so they shouldn't run away. So, for example, if someone has a pet dog and a pet cat, you would not be allowed to tie them together. And you should be careful about this with birds, that you should not tie two different types of birds together, because some people make mistakes in this. They don't realize it is forbidden. Halacha vav, pered, a mule, hu habamin asus v'hachamar, which comes from a horse and a donkey, v'yesh bo shnei minim, and it has within it two different species, meaning it comes from two different types of animals. Yesha aviv sus v'ima chamara. There are those whose father is a horse and mother is a donkey. V'yesha ima susa v'aviv chamara. And there are those whose mother is a horse and his father is a donkey. V'heim klayim zeh b'zeh. Either way, they would be considered klayim to each other. Ulachein habal likshar shtei prados. Therefore, someone who's going to tie two different mules together, bodek b'simone oznayim v'zona v'kol, so he has to check in the signs of their ears, and of the tail, and of their voice. Im domin ze lazeh, if the two mules are similar to each other, they have similar features, biyadua she'iman mimin echad, then we know that they both have, their mothers are from the same species, meaning either horse or donkey, umutarim, and then it's permitted to tie. However, if they do not have similar features, then you have to suspect that you have one whose mother is a donkey and father is a horse, and the other whose mother is a horse and father is a donkey, in which case they are klayim one to the other, and you would not be allowed to tie them together. V'yesh omrim, there are those that say, dafilo pered echad havi klayim, that even a single mule would have the status of klayim, mishum debar mishne minim, since it comes from two different species of animal, v'aser lasus bo malacha, or lurk of a love, in which case it is forbidden to do any malacha with it, or to ride on it, because it's as if you are working or riding two different species of animals together. Simen kuf ayin vav, hilchas klei begadim, this is the laws of shatnez. Halakha aleph, tsemer Rechelim ve'elim im pishton osur mishim klayim. Wool of sheep or of goats that is mixed together with linen is forbidden to wear because of the prohibition of klayim, of shatnez. Bein she'tofer beget semer im beget pishton, whether the two garments are sewn together, afilo bechute meshi or bechute canvas, even if it's with threads of a different type of material, such as silk or canvas, bein shetofa beget semer bechute pishton o behepech, or if you have a wool garment that is sewn with threads of linen, or the reverse, you have a linen garment that's sewn with threads of wool. Bein shekasha chute pishton im chute tzemer, whether you have, you're tying threads of linen together with threads of wool, o shekolon yochad, or they're braided together, kol elo asura mishum klayim, all of these possibilities would be forbidden because of shatness. Hatokef tkifa achas uksharoi, someone who joins together these different materials and ties it, or oshetokav shtei tkifos afa bishalo kasha, or he makes two stitches to join the materials together, even though afa bishalo kasha, even though he did not tie it. Either way, havi chibur klayim, that's considered a sufficient joining to consider it prohibited. Therefore, it's forbidden to merge, to attach a wool garment with a linen garment, afilo ayide machat belochut, even with a needle that does not have any thread. Now, it's just to use a pin, a needle, to attach them together, that would be usur. Halacha beis. Oros hakvasim sh'osnehen begadim. Lambskin with which garments are made, muta letofron bechute pishton, it is permissible to sew them with threads of linen. The ein choshishin lenimos shatsemer, and you don't have to be concerned about the hairs of wool, afa pishim ischavrim bechuta pishton, even though they are being attached to the threads of linen, mishim de elo hanima shotsemer einon chutin velo chashivi ubatli, because these small hairs of wool, they're not considered threads, and they are insignificant, and in which case, we disregard them. Halacha gimel, lechaber tzemer upishtun ayidei emtzai, to join together wool and linen through some medium, dehainu chatichos ar, which means to say, if you have pieces of scraps of leather, litvar olikshar mitzido echa tzemer umitzido asheni pishtun, and one ties on one side of it wool and the other side linen, la'arambam asur min ha-Torah, according to the Rambam, this is prohibited from the Torah, v'yesh makilin, but there are those that are lenient with this. Ulochein, lididho, oros ha-tfurim yachad b'chutei pishton, So therefore, according to this position, those hides that are sewn together with threads made out of flax, mutar lechabram tachas beget semer, you'd be allowed to attach them underneath a wool garment. V'afa pisha efter shalchut shal canvas shu tofer es aoros tachas a beget shal semer, even though it's possible that the thread of canvas which you are sewing the hides underneath the wool garment, yikones betol chute pishon, it will enter into the threads of the linen, shetfurim behena oros, with which the oros are sewn, less lain bar, we're not concerned about this. V'hochim nogen, and this is the minhag to be lenient about this. Avo bal nefesh yesh lo lahachmer kedas Rambam, however, someone who's a conscientious person, he should be strict to follow the Rambam's position and not attach wool and linen even through some other medium. Halacha dalad. Afilo eser matzoos zeh agabe zeh, even if you have 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, v'hatachton klayim, and the bottom one is klayim, aser leishav awal elyon, it would be forbidden to sit on the upper one, because you would be benefiting from klayim. Halacha hei, beged gadol, sheklayim b'kotze echa mimeno, if you have a large garment that there's klayim on one edge of it, aser lachasus atzma ba afilo b'kotze hasheni, it would be forbidden for you to cover yourself even with the other end of the garment, afal pi sheklayim munach ha'aretz, even though the klayim is really resting in the ground, you're not really wearing the klayim part of it, because it's forbidden to wear any garment that has any klayim anywhere in it. Halacha vav, Hatofek sus klayim bishvil goy, someone who sews a garment of shatness for a non-Jew, tofro kidarka, he's allowed to sew it normally, afapishak sus munach al arkuvosov, even though the garment is resting on his knees. Ubevad shelo yichavein lehanos mimash munach alav, as long as he has kavana that he does not want to benefit from that that is resting on him. Which means that if he says, wow, this is great, it's warming me up in this cold day, so that would be a problem. V'chein mochweik sus. The same thing is true about someone who is selling a garment. Shenosin osun akispein lemachron, that he puts it on his shoulders because that's how he sells it. Mutar, he's allowed to do so even though it has shatness. Ubevan shelo yichavnu, as long as he does not have kavana, that it is protecting them either from the cold or from the rain. But in any case, those people who have Yerushimayim, they should really hang it on a stick and not on their shoulders. Halacha Zayin. Mitbakas Hayidayim. These are hand towels, v'chein mitbacha shemekanchim ba achar harachitza, and these are towels with which one wipes himself after they wash, u'mitbachas ha'shulchan, these are table napkins, sha'okhna lov, the people eat in it, maybe they're more like mats, u'kiyotzeben and the like, v'chein maper sha'al ha'shulchan be'beis ha'knesses, as well as the tablecloth which is on the bima in the shul, sha'korin alav, that they read the Torah on it, asurin mishum klayim, in all of these cases, it would be forbidden to use one which contains klayim. V'chein vilon, aser lasus miklayim, similarly, is forbidden to make curtains out of klayim. Avol parochas shelifnei aron hakodesh mutar. However, the parochas, the curtain which is hanging in front of the aron hakodesh, in front of the ark, so that is permissible to make it out of klayim. Halacha ches, agalos, wagons, sheyesh lehen mikseh, that they have a cover, shehasarim hochen behem, that the dignified people ride in it, v'yesh behen mechupin mibifnim b'big deitzemer, and there are those that are covered on the inside with wool garments, shehem klayim, which are made out of shatness, ki mistama nitperu b'chute pishtan, because it is reasonable that they were sewn with threads of linen, mutar lalachas behem, it's still permitted to go into these wagons, ubavad sheyizaher, as long as he's careful, shelo yishain batzdadim, that he should not rest himself on the sides of the wagon, sheyesh shom klayim, since there is klayim there. Umikoshrein sheyizar, he certainly should be careful, shelo lashavis al hakarim shein klayim, not to sit on any of the cushions which are made out of shatnez, v'yesh matirin afilo leishiv al hakarim, and there are those that say that it's even permissible to sit on the cushions, kevin sheasuyim b'ofen shein nichpafin al tzididei ha'adam, since they are made in the way that they don't really come around to the sides of a person. In other words, it's simply a cushion that you sit on, but it's not a cushion that you sink into. If you'd sink into it so that it would partially cover your sides when you're sitting, so then that would be usur. But otherwise, according to this opinion, it would be mutter.